You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
2 weeks ago, the 2026 budget revealed the government's spending and funding plan. Notably absent, however, is support for care workers, except for a minor boost to mileage rates while the fuel crisis is ongoing. The Air 2 union, however, has said that these changes do little to match the inflated costs and still leave support and care workers woefully unsupported in the midst of an already struggling health system. I spoke with the National Secretary of Air 2, Rachel McIntosh, about the state of care work in New Zealand and what this budget means for the priority given to care work by this government. Just to get us started, looking before this budget, what sort of state are the care and support systems in Aotearoa in?
The care and support system is in crisis and has been for some time, but it's just been intensifying over the past few years. And then there was insult added to injury, and actually more injury just over a year ago when the government changed the rules with no warning under urgency and essentially stripped away any chance of decent work for people working in the care and support industry by cancelling the pay equity legislation.
And looking at this budget in particular, what sort of things have the government offered or changed that affect the care industry?
It's more what they have failed to do. There was a $400 million underspend in health that could have been ploughed back. It wouldn't have made a huge difference, but it certainly, this is worse, not having that $400 million spent in an industry that's in crisis, where workers are basically working in poverty. Home support workers, those are the ones who drive out to clients, which saves the government a huge amount of money, are basically paying for their own jobs, driving with inadequate compensation for the driving. So this budget has done nothing to address that. And when what it could have done with that $400 million has chosen not to. And it is instead funding weapons and prisons and roads.
And just on kind of looking at the holes where the government hasn't put any help and support, other than kind of the support for these specific care workers, what other sort of glaring holes are there in what the government just isn't helping with?
Well, they're underfunding pretty much everything. And the spending that is described as new spending is essentially not even keeping up with ongoing need, so underinvestment in all areas that make life worth living at the expense of, tax cuts for landlords, tax breaks for tobacco companies, and now increased investment in war and in prisons.
How does kind of leaving out any real support for the care system in this budget reflect the government? I mean, obviously you touched on the scrapping of the pay equity, but how does it kind of reflect the way that this government has approached both the care systems and other related systems?
Well, the government's choices speak really loudly about what they consider important. And so to deprioritise, defund and underpay people doing this vital work has a huge effect. It has an effect on the whole system. It has an effect on the lives of the people still doing the work. It has an effect on the system being unable to attract people to come and work there. People are leaving the care and support industry because the pay and conditions are so bad, and this government has done nothing. In fact, they've done worse than nothing to change that. And obviously, there is a flow-on effect to the people receiving care, so elderly people, disabled people, people on ACC, people who are people with mental health, in mental health crisis, the most vulnerable people in our communities have inadequate staff to look after them, have their basic needs met, and the value of that work is it's impossible to measure, because what it does is, with great skill and care and sensitivity, enables hundreds, thousands of people in our country to live lives of dignity and to participate in their communities because of the basic care that they are getting and the understanding that they get from people performing care and support work. And if you underfund that, not only the workers suffer, but the people receiving the care suffer as well. And that reflects badly on our whole society.
And you've touched on it kind of throughout here, but the government, obviously a lot of attention is going to go towards the government's funding of the Defence Force. When we look at that funding compared to what, you know, these workers are receiving and how that will affect the most vulnerable New Zealanders, what does it say about the government's priorities that they're putting the money there and not here?
It says that they are prioritising something that does not give people a decent life over things that can, about care, support, a high-quality, fully funded public health system, so that everyone in our country can live with dignity, because they know that they will be cared for when needed.
And so what is it then, if we're talking about funding for these workers and support, what is it that Etu want to see from either this government or other governments going forward in terms of actual tangible help?
Yeah, so the most urgent pay equity sector is care and support. And so what we want is an immediate what they call an uplift, so immediate funding of the underpaid care and support work, which has been assessed and agreed at around about 30% below where it should be. This government cancelled that agreement between the employers and the workers and actually a government agency. This government came in and said, no, we're not doing that any longer. So the answer is there. 30% increase in pay is what is needed urgently.
I mean, that's all the specific questions that I have, but is there any other kind of areas of this that you particularly want to kind of bring to light?
Just that the decisions politicians make have real effects on people's lives, and it's absolutely essential that people in Aotearoa use their democratic right to vote and vote for a government that will care for people and make decisions and spend money on making our society better for everyone.
That was National Secretary of Etu, Rachel McIntosh, on what the budget means for care and support workers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.